to another episode of The Mess Mixologist. It looks like summer's finally hit the UK, so we've got 3 days to enjoy before winter comes back. So we've actually been here before, but we've taken a walk down to Ashlett Creek. You've got the Jolly Sailor, typical English pub there. And if we turn around this way, we've actually got the beautiful creek. And you can only get in about 1 hour either side of high tide here, so it's not ideal, but it's literally on our doorstep. And look how cute this is. Up here is the Ashlett Mill, over 200-year-old tide mill. We were trying to get that as the HMS Spirits Distillery. I think, unfortunately, the owners have got different plans for it, but we'll keep trying anyway. That's a beautiful old tide mill. You've got the SO refinery in the background, and then further on and round to the right, it leads out straight out onto the soap. So anyway, this summer, we need a G&T. Let's go and find a nice little spot in the sun. I'm doing G&T by the sea for you guys. Oh, Louis with us, by the way. My rescue dog from Bosnia, unfortunately not the quietest. Let's go. We're hoping to get into the spirit of things and make the video on this pontoon here. It's epically windy, as you can hear, so we're going to mooch over to the quaint, beautiful little Ashlett Sailing Club and we'll make the video there. Louis having some fun in the water over there. Hi, mate. Famous. Right, let's go, mate. Hi, guys. So, G&T by the sea. As you know, I'm not always the most prepared of people. We've walked down here today and we've forgotten a glass. But never fear, we're gonna make the most of it. So what we're gonna do is, like the famous like chefs, they deconstruct desserts and things these days. Alright, Louis? We're gonna do a deconstructed G&T by the sea. So we've got a miniature dreadnought gin. We've got an Aegean tonic. Let's open that up. We've got some dehydrated grapefruit slices. And I've got some beautiful big ice cubes. So, I think the best way to do this is you take a sip of your gin, then the tonic. May as well have a lick of the ice cube. Try a bit of the garnish. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a dehydrated G&T. But what we could do to make the most of it is, luckily these ice cubes are so big, where there's a will, there's a way. We could use our little ice cube holders. Bit of garnish in there. Dunk the ice cube in. Let's try this as well. You've all been on picnics and you've forgotten stuff, so you've just got to make the most of it. That was delightful. Could have been a bit more chilled. Anyway, guys, that's a deconstructed G&T by the sea. We forgot the glass. I have no idea what we're going to do next week, but we'll muddle something together. But until next week, take care, and we'll see you next time on The Mess Mixologist.